Your genome is already for sale. Your location is tracked, your shopping habits are monetized. But there's one frontier that remains untouched: your thoughts. Or at least there was. Picture a sleek wristband that reads your brain's electrical signals, translating mental commands into computer actions. Sounds like science fiction? In 2018, this technology was demonstrated live on stage. The device was elegant, unobtrusive, and commercially liable. The audience gasped, not at the technology's sophistication, but at its implications. Our final sanctuary of privacy, the mind itself, is about to fall. Consumer neurotechnology isn't coming, it's here. Companies like Meta have spent $1 billion acquiring brain interface startups. Apple is reportedly integrating EEG sensors into AirPods. Microsoft has patented brain-controlled web browsing that rewards users with cryptocurrency. What once required hospital-grade equipment and medical supervision now fits in your pocket. The question isn't whether brain reading technology will go mainstream, it's whether we'll surrender our neural data as casually as we've given away our browsing history, trading mental privacy for convenience without a second thought. Consider 23andMe's model. Millions mail in DNA for ancestry reports, while the company assembles the world's largest genetic database. A board member revealed the truth. The long game here is not to make money selling kits. Once you have the data, 23andMe does become the Google of personalized healthcare. They sold access to GlaxoSmithKline for $300 million. Now apply that to your brain. Unlike your static genome, brain data reveals real-time thoughts, emotions, and intentions, a live feed of your inner life. When IKEA tested limited edition rugs, customers wore EEG headsets measuring emotional responses. High uplift score? You could buy the rug. Not one customer objected. Brain data is uniquely invasive because it captures what you cannot control. Researchers embedded subliminal images in video games to extract PIN codes from players' unconscious responses, brain spyware. Your brain registers fear, desire, and deception in patterns algorithms decode. This isn't information you share, it's involuntarily leaked through electrical signals. The normalization is underway. SmartCap Technologies has sold brain monitoring headbands to thousands of companies for fatigue detection. Once infrastructure exists, mission creep follows. Today it's fatigue, tomorrow attention tracking, next week emotional engagement. Your brain's functional connectome, as distinctive as your fingerprint, creates biometric identification, exposing not just who you are, but what you're thinking. Carrie Cuthbert, a long-haul trucker, drove 1,470 miles without stopping, far beyond legal limits. His employer only discovered this when Carrie bragged about it on social media. This is why companies want Inside Your Skull, to prevent disasters before they happen. 78% of employers now use Bossware to monitor remote workers through screenshots, keystroke tracking, and webcam photos. Amazon uses wristbands and machine learning cameras to track warehouse workers' every movement, continuously raising performance targets until workers feel they can never actually succeed. The logical next step? Monitoring the organ that controls all those movements. Enter Emotive's MN8 earbuds, which track cognitive states in real time. Employers can monitor when your attention flags and suggest breaks. Studies show employees fear employer access to their brain data more than any other entity. Imagine negotiating your salary while your manager monitors your brain activity, detecting your true emotional reactions despite your verbal poker face. Employers could detect romantic feelings between coworkers, identify political views, spot early cognitive decline, or monitor brain synchrony patterns to identify union organizing before it begins. Current privacy laws offer virtually no protection because consent is buried in employment agreements. Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai accused a former vice premier of sexual assault. Within minutes, her post vanished from the internet. Governments already suppress speech, but what happens when they can surveil thought itself? China has deployed EEG monitoring for high-speed rail conductors, utility workers, and elementary school students. One school required fifth graders to wear headbands that broadcast their attention levels to teachers and parents in real time. Some students reported improved performance. Others faced punishment for low attention scores. President Obama's Brain Initiative started with $100 million in 2013 and has grown to nearly $5 billion. While these medical applications save lives, the same technology enables surveillance. Research shows that people primed to think about mass surveillance become significantly less willing to share non-conforming views. When you know your brain can be monitored, you don't just watch what you say, you police what you think. Brain fingerprinting has already been used in criminal cases. James Grinder, suspected in a 1984 rape and murder, agreed to the procedure, confident he could beat it. When results showed his brain recognized crime scene details, he pleaded guilty rather than risk a death penalty trial. 8 days before the 2021 NFL Draft, quarterback Justin Fields revealed his epilepsy diagnosis. Despite perfect medication management, he dropped from a projected top five pick to 11th overall. Consumer neurotechnology offers hope. EEG with machine learning can predict seizures up to an hour beforehand, sending smartphone warnings so patients can take medication only when needed. Yet this life-changing technology remains largely inaccessible. Why? Because experts have inserted themselves between you and your brain data. Clinical thermometers were once physician-only tools. Home pregnancy tests weren't approved until the 1970s. HIV home tests were blocked for 25 years. When 23andMe launched direct-to-consumer genetic testing in 2006, the FDA ordered it to immediately discontinue marketing in 2013, fearing consumer overreaction. The FDA classifies EEG devices as Class II medical devices, requiring pre-market submissions. The fundamental question, do you have a right to unmediated information about yourself? Between 2015 and 2017, healthy people using brain-enhancing drugs nearly tripled from 5% to 14%. Almost one in five Americans now reports using cognitive enhancers, typically Adderall obtained from friends or family. Universities responded with moral panic, classifying unauthorized use as expellable academic cheating. Britain's Academy of Medical Sciences equated neuroenhancers to sports steroids. But this comparison misunderstands what's at stake. Unlike sports, life isn't zero sum. Cognitive enhancement doesn't diminish anyone else's abilities. It enhances work success, earning potential, and health. We already pursue cognitive enhancement through education, nutrition, exercise, and sleep. The right to improve our own brains is fundamental to being human. Around age three, children develop theory of mind, the ability to recognize that others have different beliefs. This enables persuasion, but distinguishing it from manipulation grows increasingly difficult. Brain scans reveal how branding exploits us. Coca-Cola's logo activated memory regions in loyal drinkers, while Pepsi didn't. Wine pricing altered pleasure-related brain activity despite identical products. This is neuromarketing, using brain science to exploit unconscious preferences. Former Facebook engineer Justin Rosenstein and Google's ex-design ethicist Tristan Harris warn that social media hijacks our minds through notifications triggering fear responses, infinite scroll maintaining engagement, and algorithms targeting vulnerabilities. Research shows people find explanations more persuasive when they include brain references, even if logically irrelevant. Dream incubation represents the most disturbing frontier. Companies like Coors and Xbox exploit the 20-minute post-awakening window when reduced prefrontal cortex blood flow makes us suggestible. Modern sensors detect sleep stages for precise dream prompts. When corporations advertise directly into your sleeping mind, what mental space remains truly your own? A 36-year-old man with late-stage ALS, having lost all voluntary movement, used brain-implanted electrodes to tell his son, "I love my cool son," typing one character per minute. At the University of Washington, three people played Tetris using only their minds. Two senders transmitted rotation instructions via transcranial magnetic stimulation to a receiver, achieving 81% success. Neurotechnology now tackles suffering directly. At UC San Francisco, Sarah received a brain implant that detects depressive episodes and delivers targeted electrical pulses, remaining depression-free a year later. For epilepsy's 50 million sufferers, devices predicting seizures an hour beforehand offer transformative hope. Our environment increasingly responds to brain activity. Penn State researchers developed systems where workers' EEG headsets communicate with robot coworkers who adjust pace based on human stress levels. Microsoft used EEG data to discover video calls fatigue brains after 30-40 minutes, prompting scheduled breaks. The question isn't whether to embrace neurotechnology, it's how to harness its benefits while preserving what makes us human. We stand at a crossroads. While surveillance capitalism has commodified our personal data, we can still protect our brains from the same fate. The solution is recognizing a new human right to cognitive liberty, encompassing mental privacy, freedom of thought, and self-determination over neural enhancement. This right would establish global norms, empower social movements, change default rules to protect mental experiences, and provide enforcement mechanisms across healthcare, education, workplaces, and military contexts. Mental privacy shields our brains from intrusion. Freedom of thought protects against manipulation. Self-determination preserves our right to choose how we modify our minds. These aren't abstract concepts. They're practical necessities for preserving human dignity when our innermost thoughts can be decoded, commodified, and controlled. The battle has already begun. Tech companies race to commercialize neural interfaces. Employers monitor workers' brain activity. Governments invest billions in brain surveillance. Advertisers learn to hack your dreams. The infrastructure of neural capitalism is being built now. Once in place, reversing it will be nearly impossible. What's at stake is our ability to think freely, maintain privacy in our thoughts, and determine our cognitive destiny. Your thoughts are the last frontier of privacy. The question isn't whether someone will try to cross it, but whether you'll let them.